بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم اغفر لنا ولشيخنا ولجميع المسلمين. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والنية شرط لطهارة الأحداث كلها، فينوي رفع الحدث أو الطهارة لما لا يباح إلا بها، فإنما ما تسن له الطهارة كقراءة أو تجديدا مسنونا ناسيا حدثه ارتفع، وإنما غسلا مسنونا أجزى عن واجب، وكذا عكسه. وإن اجتمعت أحداث توجب وضوءا أو غسلا فنوى بطهارته أحدها ارتفع سائرها، ويجب الإتيان بها عند أول واجبات الطهارة وهو التسمية، وتسن عند أول مسنوناتها إن وجد قبل واجب، واستصحاب ذكرها في جميعها، ويجب استصحاب حكمها.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. طيب, we discussed in the last dars the issue of an-niyyah and it being a shart from the shurut of wudu. طيب, as the mu'allif here says, an-niyyah shartun li taharati. طيب, min ayy shay al-ahdath. What is ahdath? طيب, there is two types of hadath, hadath al-asghar and hadath al-akbar. What is hadath al-asghar and akbar? And this is again, as I've emphasized throughout these durus, and I will emphasize again today, this what you're learning is fardul ayn on every Muslim. And every Muslim must know this knowledge. So, the mu'allif says kulliha, yani all of types of ahdath. What are the types of ahdath? There are actually only two. And then from them, yani, what is the things that make it wajib? Tayyib, what are they? Hadath al-asghar is a state of being. A mu'min is never najis. The mu'min, even in janaba, even in hayd, the mu'mina in hayd or nifas or anything, can never be najis. The mu'min in life and death is not najis. The kafir in life and death is najis. But that's a najasa ma'naviyya. طيب, so the mu'min is not najis, but the mu'min is in different halat, yani different states. Either you're in a state of tahara, طيب, or in a state of hadath. The two types of hadath are when you have hadath al-asghar, when you are in need of wudu', yani you require to perform wudu' for the state of hadath. What can cause that state? What can cause you to be in a state of hadath al-asghar? Huh? Tayyib, breaking wudu, how? Passing of wind, tayyib. Bowl, yani going urination, defecation, deep night sleep, yani eating camel's meat. We'll talk about nawaqid al-wudu. I'm just giving you an example. So those, let's say you eat camel's meat, from what is rajih, then you are in a state of hadath al-asghar. Tayyib? For you to change that, to be in a state of tahara, to perform the wudu, niyyah is shart. Tayyib. What else is a type of hadath? Hadath al-akbar. Tayyib. What can cause you to be in a state of hadath al-akbar? For example, a woman when she has rahid or nifas, or man or woman in the state of janaba, or Islam, dukhul al-Islam. And there are many other, inshallah, we'll talk about Bab al-Ghusl, about yani maut and things like this. But when you are in a state of hadath al-akbar, you also need niyyah for the tahara. Yani even if you go take a swim through a lake and you were in a state of hadath al-akbar, it doesn't mean because your whole body got wet, khalas, your ghusl is done. No, you need niyyah. Tayyib? What is the dalil for that? We discussed in the last dars. I'm just recapping a little bit to what is related to the dars today. The dalil for this, and the fact that you need a niyyah for all of the ibadat, is the base of that is one hadith. There are many other adillah from the Quran and Sahih hadith, but the base of it in Hayth al Bukhari, and you can find it almost in every major work of hadith. Innama al-amalu bin niyat wa kulli imriin ma nawa. The second part is going to be very important today. طيب, what is that? يعني famous hadith of Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, it's the first hadith in al-Bukhari, the first hadith in Riyad al-Salihin, and so on and so on. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Every deed is based on intention. طيب, what amal are we talking about? Here the amal are those that have to do with thawab or ithm, right? So Let's say you go, and the hadith, I'm not going to get into the sharh, just what's related here. Let's say you want to go make salah, but you have no intention to make salah. You just see people making ruku' and you're like, yeah, whatever, right? Is that salah? Huh? No. And you have to have a niyyah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib? Same thing with wudu. Why? Because wudu is an ibadah. Tayyib? We spoke about the khilaf on that last time, but just to recap. For the Hanafi madhab, for example, they said you don't need niyyah for wudu. Ahnaf said there is no niyyah for wudu. And it's just a wad'i, and it is only a means for you to be able to make salah. But the Jamhur al-Ulema and the Hanabila here, they say, no, you need a niyyah. Why? Because wudu is a ibadah in and of itself. How? When you go to sleep, is it sunnah to make wudu or not? It's from the sunnah. There is thawab in it to perform wudu. Are you going to be making salah in your sleep? La. So it's not just something you need for salah, like istiqbal al-qibla for salah. La. This is something that is an ibadah. Tayyib, let's say you have wudu. You perform wudu. You perform dhuhr. Time for Asr comes in. Is it mustahab to refresh your wudu? Yes, there is thawab in it. So if it was just a means to make salah, then why would you refresh the wudu? Tayyib. For example, if you want to, you don't need to make salah. You just want to get reward and you want to make a fresh wudu. Like Bilal radiyallahu, when he was asked about his going ahead in Jannah, he said every time he liked to make wudu and then make whatever nafal salawat that Allah has written for him, he liked to make a fresh wudu. And when the water rolls off your body in wudu, is it take away the sins? On the Day of Judgment, will your body parts shine because of the wudu? Did Rasulullah asbigh al-wudu and increase your wudu? So that means wudu is a ibadah in itself. It needs shart. It has the shart of an-niyyah. We discussed that in the last class. Today, in the book, we're studying Zad al-Mustaqni', the famous sharh called Rawdat al-Murbi'a of al-Buyuti, Mansur al-Buyuti. He gives other shurut for wudu that are not mentioned in Zad al-Mustaqni'. Zad al-Mustaqni' only mentions one shart for wudu, which is an-niyyah. Why? Because it's a small summarized matan. And some of these have already been covered in the earlier durus here under Bab al-Ma and things like this. And some should be understood, so he didn't mention them. But as an explanation, he mentions. What are other shurut for wudu? Pay attention. Tayyib. Awwalan Islam. If a kafir makes wudu, do they get the reward of wudu? La. Are they in a state of tahara? La. Tayyib. In wudu, the awwal shart is you have to be a Muslim, Islam. Tayyib, aql, you have to be aql. You have to have intelligence. What does that mean, aql? It doesn't mean you have to be like a PhD scientist or from the shuyukh of the ummah, no. But if somebody's ghair aql, if somebody is where they don't have enough capacity of comprehension to know what's going on, right? Let's say somebody's in a state of a coma. And you throw water on them. Is that wudu? La. Because they will not know enough to differentiate about when you need wudu and you do not. Tayyib. Third, tam'iz. You have to be at an age where you can understand these ahkam. Tayyib. Some very little kid, let's say you take a 3-year-old kid and you make him do wudu. He doesn't know ahkam of wudu. Can you say he's in a state of tahara? He could be farting on the way out and not know it and not care because he's a little child. Allah didn't put that responsibility on them. Tayyib. So these three, a lot of ulama don't mention amongst the shurut of salah and the shurut of wudu because they're supposed to be understood. And some of the ulama mention them. At-tuhuriyya al-ma'i. The water should be, this is one of the shurut of wudu, that the water you're going to use should be tuhur. Tayyib. What did we say about the three types of water? Because this was already discussed, you should know. Tuhur, tahir, najis. So from the shurut of wudu is the water you're going to use is tuhur. Tayyib. Ibahatul al-ma. The water that you use should be halal. And this is from the mufradat of the Hanabila. This is from the unique opinions of the Hanbali madhab. But if you take water that is stolen, or water that you have taken through haram means, your wudu is not correct. If you make salah on a place that you have taken through haram, means your salah is not correct. And this is, again, we talked about the maqasid having the ahkam of the wasail, and the dalil for that, the hadith of the man who Rasulullah mentioned is on, yani he's dusty and he's all covered in dust. The ulema inferred from that he's on the way to Hajj and he's making dua, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Rasulullah said, how can his dua be accepted? His eating is haram and his rizq is haram and his getting is haram and his clothing is haram. Meaning when your wasail are haram, it interferes in your ibadah being accepted. Can you go for Hajj from stolen money? La. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. He only accepts that which is pure. Tayyib. To izalatul ma yamna' al-wusulu. Yani, that another shart for wudu is that there is nothing barring the places that need to be washed. For example, let's say, I'm going to have to mention this for the sisters. A sister puts on nail polish. She's not in a state of hayd or anything. She puts on nail polish that is not breathable. Meaning, I heard nowadays they have breathable or washable nail polish. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. But usually nail polish is like paint. It just totally covers the nail. Here, now the water does not reach the actual nail. Tayyib? So, sister puts that on. She's not in a state of wudu. She puts it on. Now, she needs to go make wudu. Now, she's making wudu, but is the water reaching her nails? La. So now, we mentioned in the last dars, the fara'id, or the furud, those things that are obligatory in wudu. One of them, from the Quran, aydi, which is the arms. We mentioned the yad here being the arm, ilal murafiq, yani including the elbow. So, from the tip of your finger to the elbow, tayyib. So are the nails a part of that or no? Yes. So if the water doesn't reach the nails, your wudu is not complete. I'll give you another example. Somebody goes to make wudu and they're wearing, what are those weird socks? They're toe socks, like the ones that they're cut below the toes. What is, ankle something, what are they called? Yeah, what's it, what are those called? Ankle socks?
They show the toes too?
Yeah, they show the ankles usually. Ankle socks. Huh? No show socks? MashaAllah. Yes, no show socks. Let's see, you're wearing no show socks. Oh, okay, I'll leave it at no show socks. And you go to make wudu and you wash the ankle and you don't wash the rest of the foot. You can't make masha on them because for masha, the sock or the khuf has to cover the ankle. So here now the water doesn't reach part of the foot, it doesn't get washed. Is that wudu complete? La. So this is another shart that you need to be able to reach. Now what about paint? Like people that are painters, this question comes. They also need to do the best they can. Sometimes specks of paint will be there that you cannot take off. I mean, that's understandable. But if you have a big blotch of paint and the water doesn't reach, that invalidates wudu. So if you're a painter, yani when you're done with your painting, make sure you get some of that, I don't know, whatever oil that takes it off, and take it off before you make wudu. Tayyib. And the end of that which obligated the wudu, yani, let's say you're going to the bathroom, so you want to make sure that that is completed before you start your wudu. Yani, somebody is eating camel's meat and they're still eating it and start their wudu, la. Yani, you have to end the mojib, yani, that which obligated for you to have wudu, that invalidates your wudu, for you to begin your wudu from the shurut. And for wudu, yani these other are also there for yani hadath al-akbar and asghar, but for wudu especially, yani firagh min al-istinja aw istijmar, that if you went to the bathroom and you need to make wudu because of bowl or hayd, yani something that requires for it to be washed, tayyib, meaning if you went to answer the call of nature, like for example somebody passes wind, there's no istinja or istijmar. But if somebody goes urinates or defecates, they need to have done istinja or istijmar before they can make wudu. You cannot go make wudu and then go back and make istinja. La. Yani, these are things that have to be done first. If you're going to perform tayammum, then dukhul al-waqt, yani, or the one who is in a continuous state of breaking wudu. Meaning, some people have health issues. And from those health issues, they have, for example, a continuous drip of urine. Yani they it just continuously drips, or they continuously pass gas. May Allah protect us. Yani. So these kinds of things, if somebody has that type of a health condition, the hukm on them is one wudu per salah. So this is also true for tayammum. In tayammum, it's one tayammum, yani depending, but on per fard salah. So here then, dukhul al-waqt, yani the waqt of that salah should have entered as a shart for that tahara. This is from Rawat al-Murbi', but inshallah I wanted to add those as shurut for wudu, for the brothers and sisters to memorize inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. The mu'allif, he continues. Now this is the very interesting segment that most books of fiqh don't cover in depth, except for later books, and this is something amazing because Zadul Mustaqni is a beginning book, but he covers it. فَيَنْوِي رَفْعُ الْحَدَثِ أَوْ طَهَارَ لِمَا لَا يُبَاحْ إِلَّا بِهَا. طيب. How do you make a niyyah? طيب, we talked about a niyyah is obligatory, it's shart, right? And we talked about the difference between a shart and a rukn, right? A shart, it is, what do you say? خارج العمل والمستمر, right? It's outside and it's continuous. Rukn أو فرض فهو داخل العمل. طيب, it is and it has its own time. يعني your ركوع has its time, sujood has its time. النية, once you make the نية, there are two aspects. طيب, one is ذكرًا. The second is حكمًا. What do I mean by ذكر? I don't mean out loud. Where is the place for the نية? قلب. The niyyah is made in the heart. The only time you make niyyah out loud is in Hajj. In Hajj, there is a time you can make a niyyah out loud in Umrah and things, but the regular place of the niyyah is in the heart. Tayyib. So if the niyyah is in the heart, what is dhikran? Yani you actually make your niyyah. There are no particular words you have to say. You don't have to say niyatkum salor rakata munzallah de para makhti kibli. You don't have to make some script up. Okay, but you do have to make a niyyah. You can't just be like, what am I doing? I don't know, man. I'm just getting. Yeah. No. I mean, this is an ibadah. And this is what we go back to the hadith. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. This part of the hadith, people don't understand a lot. There is also that whatever you intended for is what you will get. So if your intention in making wudu is you just want to get dirt off your hands and you want to freshen up, then that is not a wudu for salah. Let's say you just get out from yani digging a ditch or something, and you have no intention to make wudu as an ibadah for salah or for yani reading Quran or anything else. You're just trying to wash up. You could go through the exact same motions. Do you have wudu? La. Tayyib, so then the issue comes in, how do you make the niyyah, and how will it be applicable for what? Tayyib. So the mu'allif, he mentions four things. I read two of them so far, we'll mention them. Tayyib. That he says, either you make niyya for raf'ul hadath. What does that mean? Let's say you were asleep, and now you know that you are, when you wake up from the deep sleep of night, in a state of hadath. Hadath al-asghar. So you want to, you know, it's not time for salah or anything, but you don't want to be in a state of hadath. The mu'min should always try to be in wudu. So you know you're in a state of hadath, so you're making niyyah, yani in your heart, to perform wudu for the state of hadath. Tayyib. Now, I'm clarifying something because it will come in to play later in the dars today, which is, when you make your niyyah, this is the dhikr of niyyah, meaning you're remembering in your heart why you're making niyyah. You're making that, right? Now, throughout the wudu, you may not be remembering that, right? So, we said a shart has to be, yeah, what did we say? But first thing we said is kharij al-amal, and then we said mustamir. Tayyib. So, are you making that niyyah kharij al-amal before the wudu? Yes. But do you have that continuous thinking throughout the wudu? Maybe not. Yani throughout the wudu, you may not be thinking, I'm making this for salah, I'm making it for, right? But because you made the niyyah and you're doing the amal you made niyyah for, you do have the niyyah hukman. So there is dhikran wa hukman. So it is mustamir. Hukman, because you already have, unless you change your niyyah. Right? Even in salah, you're making dhuhr salah, you make your niyyah for dhuhr before the salah, you begin your salah. In salah, may Allah protect us and forgive us, maybe your mind will go somewhere else and you will not be focused on the fact you're making dhuhr salah. Is your salah invalid? No. And you should try to focus throughout salah, but it does not invalidate the salah because hukman, you have your niyyah, mustamir, and continuously tayyib. And this is important, it will come into play later. Just understand those two, dhikran and hukman. Tayyib. So what is the first intention for wudu here is for what? Raf' al-hadath. Tayyib. This can also be for ghusl. And you may make a niyyah because you are in a state of hadath al-akbar to make raf' of that state. Aw at-taharata. Or you're performing this tahara, lima, for what? La yubah, it is not permissible. You cannot do illa biha, except with it. What does that mean? As salah. Can you make salah without wudu? La. Tayyib. Can you make tawaf without wudu? Rajih, you cannot. Tayyib. Tayyib. Can you touch the mushaf without wudu? What is rajih? Bina al khilaf, but is that you cannot? So those are things that you need to perform wudu to be able to carry out that ibadah. Now, did you understand the difference between these two intentions? The first intention was just to lift a state of hadith. The second was that you are doing it in order to be able to perform an ibadah particularly. Thalith, the third is you make nawa ma. تُسَنُّ لَهُ طَهَارَةً That for which it is sunnah. طيب, what does it mean sunnah? قول النبي, فعل النبي وقرار النبي? لا. What subject are we studying? فقه. In the istalaha of fuqaha, what does it mean sunnah? When I used to drill istalahat on you guys, and you guys just get sick of it, now you understand why. لا. To say sunnah means qawlu an-nabi, the saying of Rasulullah, wa af'alu an-nabi, the action of Rasulullah, iqraratu an-nabi, yani that which Rasulullah approved. This is an istilah of ulama of hadith. Because here when I said arkan or wajibat, did Rasulullah not do them? He did them. That's why don't be like from the students of knowledge, they're just like, oh, you know, I read two hadith, I'm good. No, understand the depth of knowledge. In the istilah, in the terminology of ulama of fiqh, sunnah means mustahab, masnoon, mandhub, same thing. So here, what is the mu'allif saying? That or you're making this tahara for that which it is not fard or wajib, rather it is sunnah for you to make it. Tayyib, like what? Mu'allif, he gives some examples. Qira'atin, like the qira'at of Quran, not touching the mushaf. We said for touching the mushaf, in the mu'tamid of the madhab, or as rajih, you need wudu to touch the mushaf, wajiban, yani it's obligatory. But you just want to recite Quran, it's mustahab for you to be in a state of wudu, so he gives here, aw tashdeedan masnoonan, tayyib, yani, tayyib, this will be the fourth, but as an example, we can also give that if you already have wudu, and you made one salah with wudu, the time for the next salah comes in and you want to renew your wudu. What is the hukam on this? Mustahab. It's not fard. It's not raf' al-hadath. It's not because of what you cannot do without wudu, but it's sunnah. And there are many other examples. Durrat al-Murbi gives examples as well. But Tayyib, I'll give you some other examples inshallah. For example, getting up from sleep, it is mustahab, it is sunnah to perform wudu, getting up from sleep. With the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of the ulama said when you're making adhkar and tasbihat, it is mustahab. Also, in times when you approach the spouse and things, there are times where it is mustahab to make wudu بناء على خلاف العلماء. But at those times you have that also as a niyyah. Now how many types of intentions have we covered? Three. Fourth. تجديداً to renew مسنوناً meaning a sunnah وضوء ناسياً حدثه. What does that mean? You went to the bathroom. طيب. Now you are in a state of what? حدث ال. I don't know what you were doing in the bathroom, but let's go with أصغر. طيب. So now you are in a state of حدث الأصغر. So now you go to perform wudu, but you forgot that you were in a state of حدث. So you say, you know, I just want to make a مستحب wudu. تجديد الوضوء. طيب. So you're making wudu just to renew your wudu. Or for something that's from the sunan that you need wudu. But in reality, you were in a state of hadath. طيب. So these are the four types. فقال المؤلف ارتفع. That all four of these lift the state of hadath. طيب. What does that mean? You go to perform wudu in order to not be in a state of hadath, your hadath is gone. You made wudu, alhamdulillah, you're good. You can go make salah, you can read Quran, you can make nawafil, you can do all those, you can make tawaf, you can do all of that. Tayyib. You went with a niyyah to make wudu, not necessarily because you just don't want to be in a state of hadath, but because you want to go do a particular ibadah. That's fard for you to have wudu for. Khalas, you're good. Your niyyah is good. Your hadath is lifted. Third, you have wudu. You are in a state of wudu. But you go and you make a fresh wudu. Or you're not in a state of wudu. But you're going to go make wudu for something that you don't need to have wudu for. You're not worried about being in a state of hadath. You're not worried about a fard salah, but you're going to make wudu because you want to make dhikr and you want to do it in a way that's best. So you want to be in a state of wudu. You want to recite the Quran. You're not touching the mushaf. You just want to recite the Quran, but you want to be in a state of wudu. You just woke up. You don't want to be in a state of hadith. You want to be in a state of wudu. So you, all of those case scenarios, you're good. The last one is you were in a state of hadith, but you didn't realize it. So you made a wudu not with the niyyah of raf' al-hadath, but you went through the whole steps of wudu with the niyyah of wudu, so hadath is lifted. All four. Tayyib, the mu'allif does not mention what doesn't, but I will mention it as it's mentioned in the shuruh of Zad al-Mustaqniyah. For example, somebody is in a state of hadath and they make wudu without any one of these intentions. طيب. Meaning, you are in a state of hadath, but instead of intending to make wudu to lift that state or to go do something fard or do something mustahab, or يعني, if you're doing tashdeed al wudu, but you're not nasiyan, not, you didn't forget you were in a state of hadath. طيب, here, your niyyah would be invalid. طيب. Why? What's the dalil? كل امرئ ما نوى. Everybody will get that which they intended for. So if you didn't intend for this, then you will not get it. طيب. وإن نوى غسلا مسنونا أجزى عن واجب وكذا عكسه. And if you intended a غسل, and this can be taken for wudu, masnoonan, then it will cover that which was wajib and the opposite. What does that mean? You wake up on the day of Jum'ah and you want to make wudu for the day of Jum'ah. But you woke up in a state of hadath al-akbar. Whether it's janaba, whether it's ihtilam, whether it's hayd or nifas, whatever. Do you need to make two ghusl? Because on the mu'tamid of the madhab and the jumhur al-ulama, the ghusl on the day of Jum'ah is mustahab. طيب. Or the day of Eid, or any other ghusl that's mustahab. So now you have to do, you're in a state of required fard ghusl, but there is also a mustahab ghusl. Do you need to make two ghusl? Samad ulama said yes. You cannot combine intentions. But this is wrong. What is correct, what is rajih, as a mu'allif mentions here, that one will cover the other, wa'aksuhu, and the opposite as well. Meaning, if you're going to go make wudu for a mustahab, ghusl, for a mustahab ghusl, for jum'ah, but in reality you were in a state of hadath and didn't realize it, but you made your niyyah for a shar'i ghusl, and you went through everything, you are covered. What is the dalil for that? The dalil for that is the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he had a state of janaba when he woke up for Jum'ah, and then he made ghusl that day and he went for Jum'ah salah, did not make two ghusl. We don't see any hadith that Rasulullah made two ghusls on the day of Jum'ah. Even on the ahadith where it mentioned that he was in a state of janaba, he made one ghusl. So it covered his fard ghusl and it covered the masnoon, mustahab, sunnah, whatever you want to call it, from the istalahat of fiqh. Yani that type as well. Tayyib, we get this question a lot about nafal salah and changing a niyyah between nafal and fard salah. And there is a bab that's going to come up for that, so I'm not going to go deep into that. But, yani taghayyir al-niyyah lifi salah. Yani fi salawat, imma an yakun min mu'ayyin li mu'ayyin aw min mutlak li mu'ayyin. فهذا لا يصح أو كان من معين للمطلق فلا لابس به. This for the advanced students, I'm going to throw that out there, but we will cover that inshallah ta'ala in these durus when we get to salah. طيب, and if more than one type of hadath, أحداث استمعت, يعني they came together, توجب الوضوء أو غسلا, that require wudu or ghusl, and you make the niyyah for the tahara of ahadhuma, yani ahadaha, for one of them, then irtafa sa'iruha, then it lifts the rest of them. What does that mean? Let's say you go eat camel's meat. You were in Saudiya and somebody invited you to a nice camel's meat place, you eat camel's meat. And then you also go to the bathroom. And while going bowel or urinating, you also pass some gas. That could happen, right? And at the same time, yani, you decide you want to go for a number two. You were in there anyway, right? Now, how many aspects of the violation of the state of tahara have you had? Four. Tayyib? Camel's meat, urination, defecation, wind. Tayyib? So do you need to make four wudu? La. One wudu, well, alhamdulillah, right? One, and again, I'm not going to get into the shadh aqwal of ulema, but there are some, not in the Hanabila and not in the Jamhur ulema, but there are some ulema who said, no, you need to make a wudu per hadith. Okay? So, here, what is the dalil? The dalil is the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he would be asleep and he would wake up and do qada al-haja and then make wudu. Now those are two sabab, but he would make one wudu. And other ahadith like this. Tayyib, and the same is true, ghuslan. Let's say, a spouse go to sleep after jama'ah, yani they're in a state of janaba. And when they're asleep, mashallah, they also have yani a dream that requires wudu, ghusl. So now you have two aspects that require ghusl. You need to make two ghusl? La. One will cover them all. Now I will add to this a little bit. What if you go and make ghusl? Do you need to make a separate wudu? It's a good question. Some people say, if you just go make ghusl and you just throw water on yourself without even the niyyah for wudu, you have wudu. This is wrong. Some ulema said that even if you make a complete ghusl with the niyyah of ghusl and wudu and you went through all the steps of wudu, you need to make a separate wudu. That's ghusl, this is wudu. That's also wrong. What is correct is if you made your niyyah for hadath al-akbar and asghar, and you made that ghusl, and in that ghusl, in the mustahab manner, you do the wudu. So you did that wudu in the ghusl, because the ghusl has its own tartib, and then wudu has its own. So if you did that together, then both are covered. Then both are covered. Tayyib, and it's wajib, ityan ya'ni, to say biha a niyyah, to have that intention in your heart. عند أول واجبات الطهارة وهي التسمية. When do you have to have your niyyah? When? At before the first obligatory aspect of wudu. What is the first obligatory aspect of wudu? التسمية. طيب. So, what does that mean? What if I go and I haven't made a niyyah for wudu yet, and I start washing my hands? طيب, I wash my kaffain 3 times. And then after washing my hands 3 times, I think, oh, you know what, I should make wudu for salah. And I make my niyyah for wudu, and then I say bismillah, and then I begin the madmada and istinshaq and washing my face. Is my wudu correct? خلاف علماء here, mashallah. Huh? Yes. Why? Because washing the kaffain 3 times is what? Mustahab. What is obligatory? And this is telling you what's the obligatory, the basic, the bottom, the minimum. That before the obligatory aspect, so what is the first obligatory aspect? At-tasmiyah. What is the first fard? They're both obligatory. But what is the first fard? The wajh, which you begin with, al-madmada and istinshaq, even though you can switch up the order, but the face, because in the Qur'an, if you look in Surah Al-Ma'idah, 6th ayah, what is the first thing mentioned? Al-wajh, wujuhakum, right? So, kaffain is not. So kaffain is mustahab. Tayyib, and that takes us to next, he goes, watasunnu, yani, and it is sunnah in the awwal masnunatiha, yani masnunatiha, but it is mustahab, it is sunnah to have that niyyah at the first sunnah aspect, which is what? Washing the hands. So you should make your niyyah before that. Or the siwak. And if you're doing the siwak, that is sunnah, and that will also be the first, even before the hands. We'll talk about the sifat later, but this is there. But the wajib aspect of it is to have a niyyah before you begin any of the obligatory aspects. Although it is the mustahab, the proper, the sunnah way to have your niyyah before you even do the siwak or the washing of the 2 hands, depending how you begin. Tayyib. And as I mentioned, it is preferred to have that dhikr, to have that reminder, that remembrance, even though it's not out loud, throughout jami'aha, yani throughout the wudu, although the wajib is just to have hukmuha. This is what I was telling you, that stuff in the beginning. So it is mustahab, it is good if you remember throughout your wudu what you're making wudu for, what your niyyah is. It is mustahab throughout your salah, you should be having that khushu and knowing why you're making salah and which salah you're making and all of that. But the obligatory aspect is that the dhikr should be done in the heart before you begin. And then the hukam of it continues throughout. That means you don't change that intention throughout. And inshallah, we'll stop here. Wa jazakumullahu khairan.